Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today featuring Frontier Extension District 4-H agent Janae McNally. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well. You?
We're doing well.
Yeah, well, you know, spring break's coming up. It's been kind of rainy, but I understand there's some pretty neat opportunities on Kansas Clover Classroom.
There are. You know, I know some of, you know, my own kids had spring break last week. I think the majority of kids in our Frontier District have it this week, and I think some might even have it next week, but I thought this would be a great week, as most are on their spring breaks, to talk about some projects that the State of 4-H and I've been working on. We have what's now called Kansas 4-H Clover Classroom, which features challenged based activities on a variety of project areas. And again, we're continually coming up with more, but these challenges are hands-on and self-guided, which is great. And at-home activities that require minimal supplies. So if you're at home with your kid or grandkid needing some activities to do with them, this is definitely for you. They're great learning opportunities for 4-H members and non-4-H members. Maybe you have someone that's, again, interested in a project area. You know, have them complete one of these. They may really enjoy that and possibly want to join 4-H on their own. Or they can be project-led, of course, with a group of kids as well. So we have one on photography, just the basics of getting to know your camera. We also have one on horticulture, pollinators, and how to plan a pollinator garden. There's also one on health and wellness. Talks about the essential items for taking a hike. What do you need? Maybe gauze, bandages, maybe a map if you're going into, a trail area, things like that, water bottle. We have one on food and nutrition, quick bread versus yeast bread, and just some of those bread baking basics. There's also one on the basics of communication. And then 4-H STEM is another huge one that we do, and it's Junk Drawer Robotics is the title of that one, and they talk about how to build a robot, how to create a flashlight, things like that. We also have one on wildlife, which I thought was really kind of cool. We've had, you know, lots of rain this past weekend. So casting tracks, let's make a footprint tunnel, maybe a scavenger hunt trick or tic-tac-toe. So again, there's lots of opportunities there for self-guided activities with kids, maybe while you're at home this week or even anytime. But we do ask at the bottom, there's a short evaluation survey, and for those that complete the challenge and do the survey, then your name is entered into a drawing for a prize between now and April 1st. So, and there will be 5 winners from that. But just make sure you hop onto the Kansas 4-H website and click on the link Clover Classroom. Or again, always if you have any questions or thoughts and ideas, feel free to call me in the Ottawa office, 785-229-3520.
Thank you, Janae. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meritus Saint Extension District Family Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.